Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Angela Robinson, better known as Veronica Harrington from the Haves and the Have Nots, and you are listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show. Enjoy.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I want to say Happy New Year and thank you for joining me tonight. I know you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, and for that, I thank you. The Haves and the Have-Nots is on tonight at 9, 8 Central on OWN, so don't miss it. You know, they kept us hanging on the edge of our seats last season, and I cannot wait to see where the winding road of drama and suspense take us this season. Angela Robinson, affectionately known as Veronica Harrington, is on the Psy Effect, and she's going to discuss how she became a cast member of the hit show, as well as what it's like to work with Tyler Perry and the rest of her castmates. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Angela Robinson right after this.
Hey, this is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy. You're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show. The talented Angela Robinson. Welcome to the Psy Effect, Angela.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Angela, give us some background. You're on the Haves and Have Nots. I love the first season. First, let me say you slay the role of Veronica Harrington. You did that, okay?
Wow, thank you so much for that.
Now, where are you from and where do you reside now?
I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a Florida girl, and I live in New Jersey now.
Wow. And when and how did your career in acting start? I know you have some theater background. You played Shug on Broadway. How did it all start for you?
Well, it started probably when I was 10 years old. My mom was a drama director at her school, so she always directed plays, and I sat in the audience and watched almost every play and fell in love with theater then. And I did my first professional, I did theater all through college, and I did my first professional show at a local theater in Jacksonville called the Alhambra Dinner Theater. And from then on, I just knew it was something I wanted to do. So I have had a career in the theater for a long time. about 20 years I have worked in the theater, and that has been my only job. So I've been really blessed to have made a career as an actress for a very long time.
Indeed you are, and you are great at what you do.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
You're a Florida A&M University graduate. What did you major in?
Sociology.
Sociology. So that's why you can play Veronica good. You can get all in the mix of her head.
I wanted so desperately to major in theater, but my parents were not having it. So I tried to pick a major that, that would feed me as an actor later in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I majored in sociology, and then when I came to New York, I went back to acting school in New York. And so, definitely the degree has helped me. And I don't regret not majoring in theater, because my degree really sort of helped me see the world differently. It helped my worldview. And so it's great. It's great.
Who did you train under in New York? Acting wise,
William Esper. He's one of the top acting teachers in the city, and such a wonderful man. Tough, very tough, but he truly opened my eyes up to the craft, and he definitely is one of my heroes.
Now, the Haves and Have-Nots. Was this role specifically written for you? I know sometimes Tyler Perry write for certain people, or did you have to audition for it?
I wish it was written for me. That's really saying something. No, I had to audition, and it was a crazy audition process because it was toward the end. And so, you know, I literally auditioned, sent in the tape. We call it, we still call it tape, but you know what I mean, like a digital MP3 I sent it in, and the next day they were flying me to Atlanta, and then it was just so fast. It was so fast that I couldn't even, when I got to the set and doing the show, it took me a good 2 or 3 weeks to believe that I was there.
Hilarious. What did you think when you first saw the script, when you auditioned? What was your first initial thought about Veronica Harrington? Describe her.
That's a really great question, because I had a lot going on at my house at the time. One of my dear friends had just lost her dad and her father-in-law. And so my house was full of company. And my agent calls and says, can you put this audition on tape for this role? And they need it by noon tomorrow. And this phone call was like at 7 at night.
Wow.
And I thought, there's no way I can memorize lines, put it down, get it recorded and all that by noon with like all this company and all of the responsibility I had to my friends.
Right.
And then I read it, and I thought, if I can't do anything else, I can do this role. So it was worth staying up all night to get it together to send to them, because it just felt right. I felt connected to her in some way. I felt like I knew her. I knew several people like her. I'm not a whole lot like her. But I just knew a lot of people that I could pull from to play the character. So, and I love to play characters that aren't so much like me. I love that. That's really when you get to act. So I love it.
Right, right. Now, you said you had to pull from different people to play this character.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to do anything else special to prepare to play Veronica? Did you have to go in the hood and say, yo? No. Did you have to sit with some rich folk for a minute and, like, sit with them and sip some tea? Because Veronica has all of that. She has a mixture of everything in her.
Yes, she has a lot of things. The thing I love about Tyler Perry and this show in particular is that I just think most people are multifaceted, especially black people. We are bilingual. We can pull up and pull, you know, we can run in so many different circles. And so I love that he wrote a character that does that. And, you know, she can be from the south side of Chicago, but she also can dine with the queen and be just as comfortable. So, you know, I love that he wrote a character that way. I won't say who I pull from, because sometimes Veronica's not the most positive character, and I don't want to out that person.
Okay.
But I do have someone very much in between.
All right. Now, you know, after we are not recording, perhaps you can share that person with moi. Because I want to know.
I don't know. We have to know one another much better, Sai, before I tell you. But when
okay.
I tell you, if you met the person, you would go, oh, my God, yes, that's her.
Hilarious. What is it like on the set of The Haves and Have-Nots?
Oh, my goodness. It is such a family. We film at the same time as Love Thy Neighbor, so we're always on the set together with the cast of Love Thy Neighbor. And the two casts, we socialize together. We on weekends we get together. We really support the cast of the Haves and the Have-Nots really support one another. When they're hard scenes, we're right there. We're supporting, cheering one another on. It is really a family. We really get along well.
Let's talk Tyler Perry and his energy on the set. He seems like a very positive and motivating person.
Yeah, he's a part of, it starts from the top, and he's definitely a part of the positivity. We, you know, we start each day of work with prayer, and the positivity just sort of goes from there. It is hard, hard work. The pace is crazy. And he is relentless. I mean, it just when you think he's willing to say, okay, let's take a break or let's save that for tomorrow, he'll say, we have 10 more minutes, let's knock it out. And you're
oh my goodness,
I haven't even looked at that scene.
I'm totally convinced that Tyler Perry is not human. He's a robot from Mars. Because I swear, I'm trying to figure out when he sleeps. When
I have no clue.
That's scary.
And on top of that, he finds time to come hang out with us. If we're like one time we went bowling as a cast, we just wanted to hang out. And you know, we looked up and he was right there.
Wow.
So you know, and on top of just all the work he has to do, he certainly doesn't, you know, have to come bowling, but he does. And that's just really, it's really great,
Now, what are people's reaction to you when they see you in public? Did they say, hey, Veronica?
Well, people have different reactions. They're very, you know, everybody's always really kind. But I was, I went to see a show, went to see the wonderful Cicely Tyson and Trip the Bountiful on Broadway. And, I was sitting there with my husband. We were celebrating our anniversary, and this lady walked up to me in the Broadway theater, and she said, I know who you are. And I said, oh, good. That's nice. You know?
Right, that's kind of creepy.
And she said, you have got to be nicer to your son. I mean, it's ridiculous. And she literally spoke to me like I was Veronica.
Wow.
That was, like, really interesting. But most people really, they love the show and are supportive of the show, and they tell me how much they love it. And they always end it with saying, you know, you got to be nicer to your son, though.
Right. It's like people, you know, it's just television, you know.
I mean, I'm so glad they're invested in it, you know. I'm so glad that they are. And I really love that storyline. I love my my TV son. I love Gavin a whole lot. Actually, he just called me while I was on the phone with you.
Really? Tell him hi. Tell him I'm trying to get him on the Side Effect, too.
I will tell him. He's just wonderful, and I enjoy working with him so much. So, you know, I think, I hope that, I don't know what's going to happen with our relationship, but I do know that what goes on and the dynamic of our relationship on the show goes on in families all the time. So, you know, I hope that that people who are going through that can sort of see themselves and think about their actions, you know, differently. But, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Now, I find it interesting that Tyler Perry wrote that particular scene about your not accepting, knowing that he's gay. But his father knows it. Deep down, he knows. But he's accepted it, but the mother doesn't. Usually, it's the other way around. The father doesn't accept it, but the mother does. And I thought that was ingenious while I was watching it, because you rarely don't see that side. You see the male's point of view, you know?
I know. Yeah. It's really great. And you know, that does happen in families, too, just because the mother is, you know, I think the truth is they both love their son.
Yes.
But, you know, one is, you know, extremely controlling and wants to, that feels like she can fix it. I can fix this. You don't have to be that. You be what I tell you to be.
Right. And that's, as mothers, you know, sometimes we are, you know, we think we can fix everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and your husband also founded a consulting firm for young artists. You want to tell us
yes.
about that?
Oh, definitely. It's called the White Robin Group. And it is, my husband always gets me straight when I say that, because it's not just for young artists, it's for artists in general. But definitely for young artists, I moved to New York much to the dismay of my parents, and you know, just with the support of a lot of sister girlfriends that were like, you got to do it. And, but I didn't have that, I didn't know anyone that had done it really. And so I kind of came on my own. I was in this big city, not knowing much, buying every book that I could, asking
right.
a lot of questions. And what my husband and I realized was that, you know, we wanted to be there for young people that had questions, that were making that move, that did decide that, you know, being an artist was their life calling. It was what they wanted to do with their life. And so we didn't want them to be alone. And so we are just there to point you in the right direction toward classes, in a direction, not necessarily, I wouldn't say the right direction, because
right.
there's very little right or wrong. It's just about choices. But just to be able to point you toward classes and photographers for headshots, and if you just, oh, should I go to New York, L.A., Chicago, which one is best? So, you know, so we just want to be that person that we didn't have. Now, my husband went to undergrad in New York, so he didn't need it as much because he was already in New York. But
okay.
A Southern girl coming from Jacksonville to New York, it would have been helpful to have someone to just answer a few questions. So go to www.whiterobingroup.com, and you can email us at whiterobingroup@gmail.com. And, you know, we definitely write you back. We look at your resume and evaluate it and give advice.
Awesome. What has been the best advice given to you regarding the entertainment industry, and who was it from?
Wow. Well, there were two. One of the best was from my pastor from college, and it was just about, you know, finding what it is that you are meant to do in the world, and then wherever you go, just try to make a difference in that place and try to, you know, be positive, spread positive energy, be good at what you do, understand that whatever it is you choose to do, whatever it is that you are purposed to do, don't take it lightly, that it's about even a lot more than the job itself, but it's about the relationships that are cultivated and all of those things. So that was sort of the best lesson I ever learned, just about living life on purpose and understanding that it's no coincidence that you are wherever you land,
yes.
and to make the most of that space
yes.
that you're living in at that time.
Indeed true. Before I let you go,
yes, ma'am.
What's your favorite social network?
I love them all, but I love Twitter because it's just quick.
Yeah.
I love Twitter. Angela Robschild is my Twitter handle. That's easy way to remember it is my daddy was called Rob. He's passed away, so I'm Robschild, Angela Robschild. That's my Twitter handle. Follow me, tweet me. I love Twitter. I spend a lot of time responding to tweets. Because it's quick, it's easier than writing long letters.
Yes.
So I do try to keep up with people on Twitter. So it is one of my favorites.
And I thank you for responding to me and giving me your contact information to do this interview. I love your work. I'm a fan. Whatever you're doing, I support. Are there any other projects that you're working on that we should be looking out for?
Well, you know what? Right now, Chai, it is all about the haves and the have-nots. I'm just so excited about, you know, fans getting to see season two because it goes to a whole nother level, and I'm just excited. But once when you're in the have and have-nots world, there's no time for anything else.
I can imagine.
Thank you, Angela, for coming on the show, and much, much success to you. Thank you.
You too. Take good care, and thank you for your interest.
Thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. Also, don't forget to support The Have and The Have-Nots. It's back tonight at 9, 8 Central on OWN. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can email me at thesideeffect@gmail.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.